Hey girlfriend, it's your girl Melissa, and I am so excited that you are tuning in to another episode of the Hey Girlfriend podcast. Here is where you find the real, the personal, and yes, I'm talking my personal, the good, the bad, the ugly, the relatable, the truth, the raw, the motivation, the nothing's gonna hold me back type of inspiration to kick your week off with passion and purpose. So let's dive right in. Hey girlfriend, it's your girl Melissa, and I am back with another episode of the Hey Girlfriend podcast. Now, let me start by saying this is not a girlfriend only podcast. And what I mean by that is this is not for women's ears only podcast, because I am continuing on with our Dear Entrepreneur series. So this is for women and men alike. So girlfriend, if you know a man who is an entrepreneur and you believe they could use a little bit of encouragement at this time, please make sure to send this episode to them. Okay, so let's dive in. So Dear Entrepreneur, this is not the time to fall back. This is the time when you lead the charge. Okay, so I wanted to offer some encouragement within this episode, because it is getting crazy out here in these streets. Like, oh my gosh. So, you know, we have been on this bumpy ride for years, okay? For years, you know, this we can say this is still residuals of pandemic, but it really is much more than that, that I'm not going to even get into, because again, I want to offer encouragement in this episode. But I do want to bring about some things that we have been seeing, because, you know, we recognize, our eyes see, and which could also throw us into a place of fear or uncertainty. Or should we even keep going here? Should we sell the business? Should I give this up? Should I go work for someone, right? And that is not what we do in these times. Yes, we have seen everything become more expensive. We have seen that housing is scarce, okay? And if you do get into a house, they charging you crazy prices, okay? We see that rents, people who rent rental properties have gone skyrocketed, okay, as well. We see now as well, and this was just one of the things that I was just kind of investigating, because I wanted to see what the numbers were. This year, 2024, right, because we've been seeing people lose jobs, but I just want to talk about 2024. Because this thing with housing and inflation and recession, you know, the recession that they say that we're not in, we have seen this thing, you know, going for a while now. But I just want to kind of focus, because this to me was crazy. So I started researching about the layoffs, because we have been hearing about massive layoffs. And just in this year alone, 2024, okay, it is March, all right, so we're at the beginning of March, so we're technically only 2 months in. There has been already been massive layoffs, and as I was investigating, I found that there have been 26 companies who have been massively laying people. Now, they have laid people off, or they're in different phases of laying people off, because their plan of laying off people is going to continue through 2024. And we are talking about big companies here. Okay. We're not talking about these little mom and pop shops. And when I say little mom and pop shops, I'm saying that in comparison to large corporations that we see around the world, okay, where people believe that they have had job security because their name is something like Amazon, or their name is something like Paramount, their name is something like MGM, okay, they believe that they, you know, their name is something like YouTube. Okay. But anyway, they believe that they had job security. Your name is something like Google. They have believed that they had job security. And it's crazy because the percentage ranges from 5% of their workforce that they have laid off. It is 5 to 25%. So here we go. Let me just recap this, because I just said a lot in a little bit of time. 26 companies have laid off and are in a and are continuously laying off their workforce this year. Okay? 26 companies massively laying off their workforce, their employees, ranging from 5% to 25% of their employees. Now, these numbers alarm me. And let me tell you why. I'm not scared because I don't work for them. So I'm not scared. I'm also not a slave to money. I'm also not a slave to this workforce because I am an entrepreneur. And we operate differently. We're going to get into that in a minute. But when I look at this number, 25% of their employees, right? So that means they have 75% of their employees working. So what happened to that 25% workload? They didn't get rid of it. They didn't say, we're just going to get rid of all of this altogether. That's not what they said. What they're doing is that 75% got to pick up the slack of those they let go. So think about it. You were at 100%. You let 25% go, and now you got 75%. And they're going to have to take on extra work to cover the 25% that you just let go. They're not getting more money, because the reason why you're doing this is, quote unquote, you guys are preparing for a recession that is already here, that we've already been living in. But they're picking up the slack. They're not getting more money. They're getting more work. And that puts people in desperate situations, because in that time, this is what they're thinking. They're thinking, oh my God, job security, this is unstable. You know, I could lose my job if I say no. So you're having people work more. They're getting paid the same, or it's less now because you're taking on more responsibility. So you're basically letting them know, like, your job security is unstable here. Okay. Which makes people become desperate, which means they would do anything for anyone. Because if you have, an adult, especially who has children, has responsibilities, who has a family, who has a mortgage, who has a car, who has to put food on the table, not just for themselves, but for their family, they're just like, I got to do what I got to do, you know, to make ends meet. We see mass hirings happening on job sites, but yet you see mass people saying nobody's actually hiring. Like, they've applied for hundreds of companies and nobody's actually hiring, okay? All of this is a little weird to me, okay? It's a little unsettling to me. So what I hear is, we are grooming you in fear. We are grooming you and enslaving you in this work mindset where you're going to work for more, you're going to get paid less, because your job is at stake. You don't want to be like one of the ones who just got laid off, okay? Desperate times calls for desperate measures, right? That's what they say, right? But the people on the employee end, that's what they feel, and they'll do anything, right? That is not a good place to be. So what does this say to the entrepreneur, right? As an entrepreneur, we could look at that and say, ooh, the big wigs is doing this. I should probably do the same thing. No. No, ma'am. No, sir. That is not what we do. Dear entrepreneur, this is not the time to fall back. this is the time to lead the charge. While other people are laying off, while other people are making these quote unquote changes to prepare for this quote unquote recession that's coming that we're actually living in, okay, we don't fall back. We forge forward. One of the things about being an entrepreneur, right, is some of us have teams, some of us are solopreneurs, you know, we don't, it's just us, we do it all, you know, but some of us have an actual team, and I want to speak to both, okay, because expansion is absolutely necessary. When you see these big wig companies falling back, that means you have to go for more. It is time to expand your tent. That means it is time for you to think bigger. It is time for you to dream bigger. And it is time for you to get a bigger perspective. The thing about us being entrepreneurs is that we are problem solvers, okay? We exist to solve a problem. We are innovators, which means we introduce new methods. We introduce new ideas. We introduce even new products, right? But what are we introducing? How do we do this, right? First, we take a step back and we assess the world. What is it that we are seeing? What are we laying our eyes on? Now, when we assess, we need to be careful. We don't want to be engulfed, okay? It's one thing to look and consider and to brainstorm what kind of impact you can have in society or in this world at this time. It's another thing to be engulfed. When you are engulfed, fear will absolutely take over. That is not what we're trying to do, okay? So as an entrepreneur, we are the problem solvers. What problem can you solve? Number one, I absolutely believe you can solve job security. I believe that is one problem you can absolutely solve, because we know as entrepreneurs, right? We may not have the greatest backing from all these corporations and from all these banks. A lot of us started our business off the sweat of our backs, okay? Literally us working somewhere as a 9-to-5 first to pour in money into our business to get it up and running. Not everybody went out and got a loan and had all these business plans. A lot of us just started with the passion and just let the passion drive us. Well, you're gonna need to get that passion back, okay? You're gonna need to get that passion back. I want you to look at this pressure that we're feeling right now in this world, right? Where you see other people scaling back, letting people go, trying to save money, cutting on costs. I want to challenge you to expand your tent. I want to challenge you again, like I said, expanding your tent, okay? Expanding your territory means I want to challenge you to think bigger. I want to challenge you to dream bigger. As entrepreneurs, we are dreamers. I want to challenge you to get a bigger perspective, okay? This is not the time to hold back. This is the time to spread out, all right? There is something, you know, that I find encouraging. Something that brings me peace that I read, and it is a Bible verse. Now listen, don't cancel me, y'all. Don't even cancel me. Don't even click the pause button. Let me say this first before you try to do that and try to stop this. Listen to me. Eat the meat, spit out the bones. This may not be your forte, but let me just give you a little bit of inspiration, because this is the thing. There is truth in the Bible, right? Because it does stand on business, all right? Now, I'm not going to get into all the different forms in which the Bible was written and go into the whole history. We know there's nothing like the original, okay? We know there's nothing like the original. We know that there has been some things that were changed, right? But let me just bear with me a second, okay? Bear with me a second. This is what I want to share. One of the things that brings me peace is in Isaiah 41, 9 and 10, right? Where it says, I'm gonna read this portion to you, but then I'm gonna tell you how I read it to myself. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. When I read that, I hear God saying, like, let me tell you something. I chose you for this, okay? I chose you for this business. I chose you to lead this charge, right? I chose you to be this entrepreneur, mompreneur, solopreneur. I chose you. In other words, I created you for this. And I chose you to lead the charge. I have not rejected you. In other words, I didn't take that away from you. You still got it, baby. You still got it. Okay, now listen, this is how I talk to you. I'm saying I got to encourage myself. Let me just say this. So then it goes on to say, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. So let me tell you something. When I hear it's like, so do not fear. In other words, I know what you see. I know what's going around. I know what the report says, right? But I'm challenging you to not fear because I am with you. In other words, if I'm with you, who can be against you? If I'm with you, right, what could go wrong? Ain't nothing going wrong. And anything that does come to go wrong, right, anything that we face that is a challenge, that challenge is going to force you to persevere. Because again, as entrepreneurs, what don't we do? We don't fall back. So when he says, do not fear, I know what you see. I know what you hear. I know what the numbers look like, but I'm with you. And when I am with you, you best believe you are going to succeed. And then he says, do not be dismayed. So let's talk about what dismayed means. That means don't be distressed. Don't be all up in distress. Don't have anxiety. Don't be all anxious. He said, because I am your God. And that's like capital G-O-D. It ain't the little case. It's the capital G-O-D. In other words, why would you be anxious if I'm the good father? If I'm the good God? If I'm the just judge? Right? Okay. All right. I ask you to bear with me. I'm going to stop right there on that portion, right? Because I don't want you to be like, oh, she over here preaching. We're not preaching. I'm just sharing some encouragement. Okay? That is something that encourages me. That is something that keeps me going. So when I'm looking around and things ain't looking right and it's not looking like something's about to prosper and it's looking like that something's not about to take off and it's looked like I'm wasting my time or, you know, I'm hitting that, you know, that midnight hour and I'm not seeing no oil. Like, listen, it's like, no, I chose you for this. Don't even think about going nowhere else. Don't even think about throwing in the towel. Don't even think about giving up the business. Don't even think about giving up the business plan. Don't even think about giving up the vision. Don't even think about giving up the mission. Because I've chose you for this. If you give it up, who gonna lead it? Who gonna lead it? Your team is not. If you give it up, this is the thing. All eyes on you right now. All eyes are on you right now. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? And I know that sounds like pressure, but pressure is a gift. Pressure is the challenge that forces us to persevere. I don't know about y'all, but I've put too much sweat into this. There is too much sweat equity into this. There have been too much tears put into this. There have been too many late nights put into this for me to be like, let me go ahead and give up this baby. I wasn't built for that. I wasn't chosen for that. I was not chosen to give it up, and neither were you. The pressure is a gift. Allow the challenges that we are facing in this world to force you to persevere within your business. We don't downsize. We don't lay people off. We bring security. We offer job security. That's why people would much rather work for us. We don't fall back. We forge forward. We lead the charge. All eyes are on you. This is the thing. Your team is going to match your energy. Your team is going to match your energy. So if you coming out there broken, busted, and bruised, they gonna be broke, busted, and bruised. And that's not what we do, right? Y'all gonna give me hype. That's not what we do. Don't be afraid to shift. Don't be afraid to pivot. What problem do you solve? What is the world facing, and what answer do you have to offer? You are an innovator. Introduce a new method. Introduce a new idea. Introduce a new method. Get your team involved. And if you don't have a team, you're going to have to start getting a team. Okay. Maybe you'd be like, I can't afford to pay somebody. You can't afford not to pay somebody. And if you still feel like, I don't like that comeback. Okay. Well, guess what you can do? You can get volunteers. You can share. See, this is the thing. People are on board with a great mission. Let me know you changing people's lives out here. Okay. Let me know you out in these streets changing people's lives. Okay. People are all about the mission. So when you share what it is that you are trying to bring about, people will absolutely volunteer. They will absolutely volunteer to help you. It is time to recruit a team, okay? Maybe you can't pay anybody. Talk to your family, talk to your friends, talk to your supporters. Listen, not all of your followers are supporters. Find your supporters. Let them know you need, I need help. Like, I'm trying to make this thing happen here. I need help. I promise you they're going to help you, but you got to be truthful. This is the thing. We have to be truth. There is so much catfishing going on right now on social media. There are people who have not made it, but they're faking it until they make it. And this is the thing. When people believe that you already got it, they are less likely to give. They are less likely to help because they're like, nah, you made it. I'm over here struggling. Let's be truthful. If your business is struggling, tell the truth. Tell the truth. Get people behind you. People will be behind the truth. They don't want that lie in their face. People will be behind the truth. So be truthful. Have the conversation, because this is the thing. If you share, you know what I mean, like what you're going through, people are going to be compassionate and they're going to feel compelled to help you. All right. Because in this time that we're living in, that's all we got, y'all. We have each other. Like, we really have to rally up behind each other and help each other out. There's another thing that I just kind of want to say that another thing that in this entrepreneurship journey that I've been on for a very long time, I think I've said this before, you know, I've been a business consultant for 18 years. I've been consulting my own business for 11 years. And I also have various projects that I have started and also businesses. I do have a nonprofit women's empowerment organization. I have a 17-year-old now who a year ago when she was 16, I helped her launch her business, which she is absolutely thriving in. But aside from, you know, doing the podcasting, being a business consultant, being a business coach, and also running a women's nonprofit organization, I know what it's like to go through, I know what it's like to go through the good, the bad, the ugly. I know what it's like to go through prosperous time and times of lack, but you know, we always prepare for every season. Okay. Another thing that I do, like, you know, to encourage myself is there's a verse that says that you need to set your mind on things above and not on the earthly things, which tells me that I'm going to need to be divinely inspired. I cannot be engulfed and worried about what is happening in the world. I need to observe what is happening in the world, but I can't allow fear or distress or anxiety to set in. I need to be divinely inspired so that I can bring a solution. This is the thing. If I have a team that I'm being honest with and I'm having conversations with and I'm saying, hey, look, this is what we're facing and we all come together, it doesn't mean that I'm always going to have the answer. I believe that I am surrounded by the right people. Okay, I have attracted the right people in my life that are part of my close circle, my close knit of friendship, of business partners, or even just people that I rub elbows with. And if I don't have the answer, I know that it could absolutely come from one of them. And I have ears to hear. I have ears to hear what is right and what is right for me. I am constantly seeking wisdom from on high. And in this time that what we are living in, that's what you are going to need. You are going to need to be divinely inspired, and you're going to need to divinely inspire your team. And if you don't have the answer, let's not be so pompous and prideful to think that our team wouldn't have the answer, because the answer is going to come. You just have to be open to receiving it. We need to receive wisdom from on high, and we need to allow it to come however it comes. If it's to us directly or to somebody else, bring it, baby. Bring it, baby. Bring it, baby. We cannot be engulfed by what is happening in this world. We need to set our minds on things above. We need to set our minds on being divinely inspired. And then we need to execute the plans. We are innovators. You are an innovator. You are a problem solver. And there is a problem here on earth out of the many that we have. Out of the many that we have, you can solve one of them, or you can bring a team together to start, you know, tapping away at one. It may not be fully solved, but it's going to tap away. We're going to make some progress here. Okay. We're going to make some progress here. So know that in this time, you were absolutely created for this, but this is not the time for you to fall back. This is time for you to lead the charge. Take the vision, make it bigger. Take the mission, make it bigger. Expand your tent. Think bigger, dream bigger, and get a bigger perspective. If you have to shift, shift. If you have to pivot, pivot. We are the problem solvers. What problem will you solve? What new innovation, what are you going to bring? Okay? Following this, you know, there's some things that I really want to start doing, especially for the entrepreneurs. And one of the things that I want to bring about is a directory. I really want to put together, and I'm going to talk about this a little bit more, but the reason why I do want to bring this up now is because I want to hear from you. As an entrepreneur, even if you haven't started, as a mompreneur, a solopreneur, whatever you are, if you are leading the charge, I need your information, because we are going to build a directory where we are supporting each other. Okay. I know there are people out there, and even mom and pop shops, when it comes to grocery stores, farms, businesses within IT, you know, anybody up and running in technology and real estate, whatever. I know that there are entrepreneurs, mompreneurs, solopreneurs. I know that there are mom and pop shops, and I want to bring us all together. I want to put together a directory where we support each other in business. You see this big thing happen right now, even like with Kellogg's, and everybody wants to strike because, you know, he made a stupid comment. You know what I mean? But even in that stupid comment, we saw some darkness coming into the light, right? We saw what he really thought. And now we're all boycotting their products. But my thing is this. It's easy. And listen, I'm a Target shopper, girl. Like, oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Men might be listening to this. Sorry about that. I forgot. This is for women and men. Sorry about that. I'm a Target shopper. Y'all know I'm a Target shopper. Y'all know I love my Target, okay? But I'm willing to give it up. Show me some cute clothes. Show me the cute shoes. What you selling? What you got? Right? We need to build our community so that we can support each other. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to email me. Email me at hello@melissabaez.com. That is M-E-L-I-S-S-A. B as in boy, A-E-Z.com. hello@melissabaez.com. I want your information. I'm not charging nothing. I don't want nothing from you. All I want is your information. Then what I mean by that, give me the name of your business, your address, your phone number, your website, your email. I want everything, because as we build this directory, As I said, we all want to support each other in our business ventures. All right, so please reach out. Send me your information. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. I'm also going to send some information out through email. So if you are not a part of my email list, please sign up for that so that you get it. I am not asking you for money. I'm not asking you for the money. I just want to put you out there. I just want to create this community where we can all support each other. All right. So I'm about to sign off because I was trying to do this a little in less time and I didn't hit 30 minutes, y'all. But you know what I mean? I get to going and you know what I mean? Like sometimes it's just hard to stop. But anyway, dear entrepreneur, we're going to close with this. Dear entrepreneur, this is not the time for you to fall back. It is time to lead the charge. And this, let me say this too. Look, I didn't say I was going to end it. And look, I just kept on talking, but I do want to say this as well. If you need support, reach out to me. I always have like our first chat. Y'all always know is always free. Our first little chat is always free. We can work out a plan. You know, if you want to continue with some coaching, whatever it is, but how can I support you? How can I help you? How can we keep this thing going? How can I help you continue to lead this charge? How can I help you to not fall back? All right. So reach on out. Let's have a little quick coffee and we could do it virtually, in person, whatever you want to do. But the world needs you. The world, absolutely. We don't need these big old companies. We need you. And listen, you already know, you know, I'm not saying that your company not going to be big. I'm not saying what you're doing is not going to be big. What I'm saying is we need you. We need you for such a time as this. All right, I'm signing off. I'll talk to y'all later. Love y'all. Bye.